USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Guard troops have been called into Houston after a chemical fire continues to burn.
Burning since Sunday, a chemical fire in the Houston area has officials now asking residents of Deer Park to stay indoors as they've detected higher levels of benzene.
We're being very conservative. The safety of our community is our number one concern.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, who says they have local and state partners keeping a very close eye on the situation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The FBI is involved in the certification process of the Boeing 737 MAX airplanes following two crashes. The Bureau is assisting the Department of Transportation in examining how the airliner was approved by federal regulators. The Boeing 737 MAX has been grounded around the world after two deadly crashes. Jimmy Carter is now the longest living president in American history. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took a jab at Democrats over anti-Semitism following controversial comments made by Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and the American support of Israel. Pompeo says anti-Semitism cannot be tolerated anywhere.
Sadly, we in the United States have seen anti-Semitic language uttered even in the great halls of our own capital. This should not be.
Good news for business owners, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The Federal Reserve decided to leave interest rates unchanged and suggested there will be no more rate hikes this year. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says it's not because of a dire outlook on the economy.
The limited data that we have do show a slowdown. On the other hand, as I mentioned, we see the underlying economic fundamentals for growth this year as still very positive.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
There will never be a Hurricane Florence or Michael because of the devastation caused by those two storms last year. Those names are being retired. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is condemning the detention of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido's chief of staff. In a tweet today, Pompeo blasted Nicolas Maduro's security staff for detaining the chief of staff and called for his immediate release. Pompeo says anyone involved will be held accountable, and President Trump is signing an executive order today aimed at promoting free speech on campus. There have long been serious concerns about the fairness and equity of the admissions process to elite universities, but the college admissions scandal has really exposed some of the weaknesses that experts say will result in far-reaching changes. Parents are coming forward and saying how Rick Singer approached them about getting their child into school. This student, whose Singer helped get into USC, explains how the whole process began.
He asked her what my grades were. He asked her what my ACT score was. She told him, and he said, oh, those aren't getting her into Ivy Leagues.
The student continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
He goes, oh, well, you know, is she athletically involved in any way? Is she a star athlete? And my mom says, this girl can't play anything. She's terrible at athletics. And he kind of just said, oh, it won't be a problem. She didn't think it was anything weird. She just thought, wow, this guy must be so good at his job that it doesn't matter that my daughter can't shoot a basketball.
And finally, March Madness is in full swing with a full slate of NCAA basketball games both Thursday and Friday. And the NCAA tournament, though, ends up costing employers $13.3 billion in lost productivity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Three crashes involving seven vehicles, including a police vehicle, occurred within minutes of each other, causing a traffic backup along State Route 9 approaching I-15 at the Exit 16 construction project. A Fifth District Court jury deliberated nearly 3 hours Tuesday night before finding Arturo Morales Garcia guilty on the hit-and-run death of a 53-year-old woman on Dixie Drive more than a year ago. State and federal water officials met in St. George Wednesday morning to sign a water exchange contract. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said Wednesday that two of its missionaries have returned to the U.S. after they were detained in Russia for more than 2 weeks in an alleged visa violation case. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, rain showers today and 60 for the high, mostly cloudy, 30% chance tonight, 46, partly cloudy, then clearing tomorrow, 62. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Remember, if anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How's your Thursday holding up? How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm good.
Are you? That sounded really good.
I tried.
Yeah. Well, Chris Ann Hall on the show today. Boy, a lot to talk about. Like you said, when you walk, so Milty walks through the door today. It's like, just when I think that there's just going to be nothing, it gets a little crazier. Yeah, they're turning up the notches for sure. This year is going to be such an interesting year. I'm not looking forward to as far as politics. They're certainly ratcheting it up. I mean, the crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you have to do that, though, if you
have nothing else.
If you have nothing else going. If you can't do principles, you got to ratchet up crazy.
That's right.
It has to be like a polar opposite kind of situation so that it can sell, because then you think, is it just me? Are they talking about, they're not talking about principles. What are they talking about? And then people seem sort of interested. So it is their call for, everything from adding electoral college to adding SCOTUS to adding Supreme Court. it's endless. I always wonder, like, what's going to come out of their mouths next?
Well, I'm at the point where I almost think it would be a good idea for the president to tell the Republicans, vote with the Democrats, let's approve everything they're saying, and then watch them suffer.
Watch us
because
suffer.
They won't be able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They could never implement those things. It just isn't. So it would really just lay out the truth for everybody. Look, we gave them every single thing they said they wanted.
Yeah.
And they've done nothing.
Yeah. You know, the irony, you know, all of those, the college scandal, all of those people spending millions and millions on their college education and at the same time saying we're going to be toast in 12 years. Why would they do that? Why would they spend all that money? Well, if they knew we were going to be toast, they say.
They knew Al Gore was going to start speaking again. Convince us that it was real this time.
Right. Well, welcome to the show. You're welcome to call up. Utah issues, local issues, whatever, wherever you're listening from, whatever local issue you're dealing with. I'm gonna venture to guess we're probably dealing with the same thing here. So you're welcome to bring it up. KateDalyRadio.com is the website. You can go there for podcasts. Email me, Kate@KateDalyRadio.com. Paul Ryan on the board of Fox News. You know, I was reading somewhere, I can't remember where, and it said, now they're going to take a hard left turn. And I'm thinking, they've been taking a left turn for quite a long time. Has anyone not noticed? But Paul Ryan on the board of Fox News, very interesting. It's always interesting to me, politician-wise, who ends up in the media, right? Who ends up in the media? Anyway, so there's that. And then it was so odd, you know, I don't mean to pick on Congressman Stewart. He just, he's just too much fodder lately. The stuff that he's posting, I blame the Democrats. It's always the Democrats, those mean, mean Democrats, which I don't like Democrat thinking either. I'm kind of opposed to anything that they stand for, which means big government. At the same time, though, you know, he's introduced a ton of big government. But I had to, I got kind of a chuckle because he just was patting himself on the back for putting through Russian sanctions for no reason, because we didn't have Russian collusion. And it was already, this was, I guess Congress didn't just didn't get the memo. So so they put forth this bill and to get a committee to study whether or not there was Russian collusion. Yeah, they're like 10 steps behind Mueller, I guess, and I thought Mueller was bad enough. And then they're acting like the two missionaries that were over there were hostages. And it was, they detained him on visa. I don't even think for one second I worried that they weren't coming back home. That, in fact, it wasn't on anyone's mind because there wasn't any press about it. So lo and behold, Mitt Romney and Congressman Chris Stewart come out and they're like, oh, we're so happy to... Man, that was a sweater, man. We were worried, and Russia released them. And I'm thinking, you just went after Russia. You just went after them to sanction them for no apparent reason, and now you're acting like like they just held hostages. Just their whole take was so interesting to me. Did you find it weird?
Well, there's several things.
I'm glad they're coming home, but give me a break. They're making more out of it.
But isn't being a missionary in Russia kind of dangerous?
It is, yeah.
I mean, they're not allowed to be called missionaries.
No.
They have to be called volunteers. Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to proselytize in Russia.
Right.
So what are they doing?
Oh, well, sometimes, I mean, it can be service. It can be all kinds of different things. I mean, it can be... Well, it can just be.
Yeah, but they're going to be constantly watched, and to be, and that's all that happened here.
Yeah,
somebody thought they stepped a little out of line teaching the English language,
right? And called a
and so
a
they held them for a couple of days and said, "Okay, we're letting you go home."
Right. It was just a response, and I felt like I don't know. It was just to me, it just on the heels of what they just did with Russia, it was almost like Russia's so evil. at least they released our hostages kind of approach. And I just sat there reading it thinking, really? I mean, anyway, it just bothered me. I think I, because they were really giving themselves the pat on the back, for doing that. And they can't even prove why they did it. And it's always a pat on the back. It's always, you know, look at us. We just saved America from what? What did you save us from? You know, something completely ridiculous. You guys just spent all this time on a bill that's completely ridiculous, that we already had massive amounts of money and massive amounts of investigation that didn't need to be for two solid years. And then, of course, they're patting themselves on the back saying, look what a tremendous job we just did saving our country. Ugh. Anyway, it bothers me. And maybe people don't have the same reaction. For me, it was just sort of interesting. But, you know, there you go. McCain is in the news always. What is going on? Why is he in my front page news consistently? Why?
Because he does great things.
Well, he's not with us anymore.
He's dead.
Isn't it odd? Isn't it odd? There was an article today. We'll talk about this in the national show, too. But there was an article today saying that Trump is battling his ghost. No, he's not. He's not battling his ghost. Nobody cares about McCain.
Well,
he's yesterday's news.
His daughter does.
Well, she keeps bringing him up. But yeah. I thought, this is so stupid. I mean, they're really reaching. They're really, really reaching. If this is the most they have,
yeah.
Trump is battling his ghost. I mean, give me a break.
The president did come out and say this weekend that he didn't like. He never did like him.
Uh-huh.
So that was deplorable.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not allowed to not like McCain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially talking about the dead.
Right.
You know.
Right.
How dare you say you didn't like him? He's dead.
Well, I don't think Trump was the first one to bring him up.
No, he wasn't.
I think McCain's daughter sort of roped her into that conversation, into that conversation.
If somebody would say to me, you shouldn't say that you don't like him because he's dead, I'll say, okay, I'll say I like them better now.
I like them better now. You know, there was actually like three different articles about this.
Yeah.
Three different articles about McCain and Schumer and McCain, which we'll talk about in the national show, and all kinds of different angles to keep him in the news. It just surprises me, I guess. I don't know. And I always think, man, it's a slow news day, or they're really reaching if they have to keep bringing him up.
But a lot of Republicans jumped on it and said, mm-hmm. yeah, the president was wrong.
Yeah.
The president shouldn't have said those.
The throw him under the bus tactic.
Yeah. The president shouldn't have said he didn't like him.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Do you know what's funny about that? Is it's so easy to identify when they're throwing him under the bus. And mm-hmm. they do it sort of underhandedly
mm-hmm.
and consistently. And I think criticizing the president isn't what bothers me. It's their hypocrisy that bothers me. Because they'll stand there and they'll get your vote and they'll get your pat on the back if they're supportive of some of the things they do, and then underhandedly go after them. And I think that's what, when we went through the 2016 election, every single leader, all the way down to the mayor, went after Trump right before the election, in a real kind of pivotal time, 2 weeks before, and they all threw him under the bus. They all did it. And I just remember thinking, who are you guys? Like, what? This is who you want to be. And it wasn't because they were actually just criticizing a singular thing that they could prove that they really did not like. It was like, oh, here's my chance. I can underhandedly throw them on the bus.
Yep.
And I look back at that moment, and you got to see everybody's kind of true colors. And I had people messaging me going, I felt the same way. I felt like there was something so wrong. This wasn't just criticizing somebody's politics. This was as much as you could throw them under the bus when it counted the most.
Yep.
And I thought, why don't they just wear Hillary shirts? At the time, that's what I was thinking. Why don't they just throw on a Hillary shirt? Let's just see who you really are. Stuart, Lee, all of them did it. All of them threw them under so hard. I mean, so hard and so fast at the slightest anything. And I just thought, ew, yuck, 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 yuck. That's the part of the politics that I abhor, is to see that kind of, I'm not talking about blind loyalty. I'm just talking about getting a chance to screw somebody over and doing it.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't agree. Maybe you didn't see that. I just remember thinking, who are these people? And I think that's kind of sad, actually. That everyone was ready to do that so quickly. And it was like they all got on a phone tree and decided that they were all together going to do this together. Didn't you kind of feel like that?
Yeah, because it looked like they all decided, oh,
yeah,
the people will back us on this one.
Yeah.
Let's attack them now.
Oh my gosh. I remember getting into it with Mike Lee on Facebook over it, and I remember him, telling me as a woman I should condemn him, and I thought, no.
As a woman,
yeah, I needed to condemn him. Hmm. Kate, as a woman, you should think more about this, and basically, you know, get on board let's get rid of Trump train. It was just an interesting time. I got to see a lot of true colors, though. I've been seeing a lot of true colors along the way. Be yep. right back on the Kate Daly Show.
The 2018 Ford F-150 at Ken Garf St. George Ford sets the high standards for light-duty full-size pickups with its lightweight yet high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy cab and bed. The 2018 Ford F-150 makes tough tasks look easy. F-150 outperforms every other truck in its class when hauling cargo in the bed or towing a trailer. No wonder the competition is always in a scramble to follow the leader. Just announced 0% APR for 72 months on a new 2018 F-150 Ken Garf St. George Ford. We hear you on approved credit through Ford Credit Finance. See dealer for details.
It's time to celebrate! The anniversary sale happening right now at the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store. Let's celebrate together with style and big savings. For a limited time, get 5-year special financing, no minimum purchase. Save 35% on this stylish queen storage bed. Final price at $449. Save $700 on this beautiful 4-piece sectional. And get this 5-piece dining room set for just $299. During the Ashley Home Store anniversary sale, get 30% off all accessories and save 50% on hundreds of items store-wide. Get to the Ashley Sleep Center and get 2-year special financing on Ashley Sleep, Sealy, and Beautyrest mattresses. Plus, test rest their huge selection of Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Let's celebrate together with style and save for a very limited time during the Ashley Anniversary Sale at the Ashley Home Store on East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. See store for complete details. All financing OAC.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Are you trying to lose weight and get in shape? Are you trying to recover from an injury or surgery? Or are you trying to improve your overall health? A swim spot or hot tub can offer you a multitude of options to lose weight, get in shape, and improve your cardiovascular health. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool has an amazing combination hot tub swim spa unit. Let Absolute Spa show you how quick, easy, and affordable it can be to own your own hot tub or swim pool. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, 765 North Bluff Street, or absolutecomfortutah.com. To learn more.
So you think you're ready to retire? Don't make a move till you've checked out your family and your retirement with Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer. Tuesday at 5 on St. George News Radio, 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Binney Farm Dairy and Country Store is now open in St. George. Are you looking for healthy, wholesome products straight from the dairy? Look no further than Binney Farm's Country Store. The oh-so-amazing artisan cheeses that you have seen at farmers markets is now available year-round along with raw milk, cream-topped yogurt, whole wheat bread, eggs, and the famous frozen yogurt. Binney Farms is now open in St. George, 511 East St. George Boulevard, or binneyfarm.com.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
March Mayhem is underway at the Hyundai Spring Fever Sales Event at Finley Hyundai.
Get out and enjoy spring in your 2019 Hyundai Santa Fe.
Now as little as $23,999.
That's a lot of SUV for under $24,000.
Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance.
America's best warranty.
10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty.
Come pick from the Hyundai family of SUVs during the Hyundai Spring Fever Sales Event
at Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway.
Finley Hyundai, stgeorge.com.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio, 1450.
All right, Tango team. Quinn and I have been working on some new jingles for our 4 Southern Utah locations.
And here's what we have so far.
Nobody beats Tango. Nobody.
This is Quinn Allgood from Tango, your car wash for the people.
Tango Express Car Wash. Tango Car Wash.
A car wash for everyone, Tag and Go.
When you hear the splash, ch-ch-ch-ch, think of Tag and Go Car Wash.
I feel like those are already taken. But how about this? Tag and Go Express Car Wash with 4 locations and 1 coming soon near Costco.
Bank of Utah Home Loans is pleased to have been nominated for Best Home Mortgage in Southern Utah. Hi, this is Brian Young with Bank of Utah Home Loans, located here on the Boulevard. We are excited to be nominated and to be able to serve Southern Utah with outstanding mortgage products. Whether that's a reverse mortgage, first-time home buyer, construction loan, or you're looking to purchase or refinance, we have all the mortgage tools available to you. Come see us today and don't forget to vote for Bank of Utah Home Loans for Best Home Mortgage in Southern Utah.
Call Brian and the Bank of Utah Home Loan St. George team.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 422914.
Best Mattress is rolling back prices at our 25th anniversary sales event. You don't last this long in this town unless you treat people right. I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Nobody takes better care of you or treats you with more respect than us. Our no-pressure sleep consultants make mattress shopping easy and enjoyable. Save hundreds of dollars on the brands you know and trust, Tempur-Pedic, Serta, and Beautyrest, during our 25th anniversary price rollback sales event at Best Mattress, home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Like a coin, I was tossed into a wishing fountain. I was only one of a thousand. Pocket.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. That's the song Casino. And make sure you get over to Auto Body Central, St. George Auto Body, four words, stgeorgeautobody.com. And not only can you go there if you get in an accident, because the insurance company will only tell you maybe a couple of places, but you get to choose where you go. They're the ones I'd pick anyway, no matter what, because they're the ones that will get it done at the cheapest rate. And then also, they're that good at what they do, and they take a lot of pride in the work that they do. And that's what I found when I used them. So make sure if you have to fix anything cosmetic, maybe you just want a paint job on a car. Maybe you are just looking to fix something that happened quite a while ago, or whatever the case may be. Make sure that you get a hold of Auto Body Central, 817-0949, 817-0949, and give them a call and let them help you. Because, you know, when I find people that I trust that are good people that really care about you and really want to do what's right by you and get you back in your car as quick as they possibly can, and also just total perfectionists at what they do, man, I will sing their praises. So make sure you get over to Auto Body Central. And that's who I use, and that's who I would tell anyone to go use. And it can be anything. You'd be surprised at some of the things they can do that you wouldn't think they could do. So if you have an issue with your car, cosmetically or whatever the case may be, just give them a call and see if they can help. Because I'll bet you they'll beat everybody in town. StGeorgeAutoBody.com. We were just talking about McCain on the break. It's such an interesting, it's very interesting to kind of, to view how a lot of these people in our political world still view McCain and don't want to have to look at any questions about him and don't want to have to even, it's like they're gone and now we have to sort of hurdle them up on a pedestal and keep them there. And the pedestal keeps getting higher and higher, you know, with the more time that passes. And then, of course, I'm questioning the pedestal. I'm going, now, wait a second. How did somebody land there in the first place? Was it all accurate? So I did some shows on McCain. We talked about McCain and some obvious questions that I had about McCain that you can't ignore. And I knew a lot, well, not a lot, but there were several people on the show that were whistleblowers that had dealt with McCain and got nothing from dealing with him and no help whatsoever. And I'm talking ranchers, farmers, and their meetings with McCain were just went nowhere. And he always acted like he cared, and then he would do nothing. And it was always followed up with nothing. And there were so many people that did not like him. And I still don't know to this day how he got in that last term if it wasn't for fraud. Because there weren't too many people voting him back in. It had to have been fraud. So I think what the question, though, is the pedestal that we have to keep building for some of these people. Do we have to get into a place and time where, because they're dead, now they have to be a hero and you're never allowed to ever question again their contribution to society? It's just hero status.
And I think this weekend proved it with, you know, I mean, the president just didn't say anything that bad to make such a huge issue out of this. He said, I never did like him.
Well, the headline was Trump took credit for his funeral. And I thought, what? He didn't take credit for his funeral.
All he said
he had to sign off on his funeral.
He had to give permission for him to be laid out in the rotunda.
To give him what his wishes were.
To give him that status of a funeral.
Right.
He didn't deserve it, is the reason why. So it had to be an exception to the rule. And the president let him have that.
Right.
And he's a bad guy for saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they said that he was the only living president not to go to the funeral. Well, that's because McCain told him he couldn't
McCain
go.
Said, I don't want you at my funeral.
You know what's funny about that is nobody says, hey, that was in poor taste. Boy, that was awful.
No,
it's always
the president's fault.
It's the hypocrisy. It just drives me crazy, this sort of, I don't know, sort of blanket, whatever we can skewer him for, let's do it. Instead of just being very honest and picking out the things that maybe you're not okay with, it's that blanket approach to this that I'm seeing in the press 24/7 that drives me nuts.
Well, not only that, but picture this.
What's up?
McCain said he didn't want Trump at his funeral. The president didn't go out of respect for that. Let's say the president had gone. he would have been condemned for going.
I know.
And this article, instead of saying that he didn't go to his funeral, it would be saying, and he did go to his funeral when he wasn't wanted. It would just be the opposite story being played out.
Or he came to the funeral and he stood in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's always a no-win situation for him, whichever way it goes.
I know. Does that not drive you crazy out there? You know, say what you will, you know, have the opinion you want, but at some level, people need to be at least bothered by the 24/7 attack, the 24/7 attack that you're seeing consistently. So that's why I always defend that, because I think that is, it's so out of hand. It's just so toxic. And I wonder if people out there are seeing that. Or really, you know, looking at that.
We've had in our history some really evil politicians.
Yeah.
That didn't take a third of the heat the president takes for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It just amazes me.
I know, me too. And usually out there in conservative radio, they won't ever really look at certain people. But I feel like it's just honest to do it. We take a look at what the president's doing. We'll take a look what the right's doing and what the left's doing. Mm-hmm. And why it's not about left and right. It's about truth and not truth. It's about, you know what I mean? It's truth and propaganda now. It's not necessarily right and left anymore.
No, it isn't. And also, in this situation, I know there's people right now that are listening that probably think they're just defending the president because they adore him. No, because we call him out when he's wrong, too.
Mm-hmm.
But this situation, what they're doing in this particular case is wrong.
Well, these are the headlines, because they know people only read headlines.
Right.
The headlines are so skewed and so screwed up and don't tell the story at all, that's, I think, what we mostly get upset at is at least tell the truth. So if you could tell the truth, then somebody could say, well, I like him or I don't like him. But to constantly lie in the headline, like at 100% just lie, then I think that is something that usually I will defend, because I don't like to just see a bold-faced lie. New York Times, Washington Post, whoever the credence are.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Hi, I have a word.
Okay. What is it?
Credibility.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. It does. It shoots down any shred of credibility.
Your word has got to be good.
What's that?
Your word has got to be good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
thanks. Guys.
Thanks.
So right. You know, and they have none left. And
no.
None of them.
I think because they go to that level to shove it in the headline, because they know that there's huge segment of the population that only reads headlines.
Mm-hmm.
So they walk away going, oh, that was the headline of the day. It must be true.
You know, it used to be once in a while you'd read a headline and then you read the article and it was a little bit skewed.
Right.
It's every article anymore.
It is.
It's every article.
Yeah.
You forget the headline because the story will be nothing like.
I know. See, we waited to talk more in depth about the SCOTUS ruling on immigration because Chris Ann's coming on today. So she wanted to discuss that in more detail, which is great. So we've kind of held off to talk about that today, to talk about, okay, now what is really going on with that? And so we will. And I think people should. Honestly, you have to now look so deep whenever you're going into something. Well, how do you feel about Trump? 888-673-1450. Where do you stand? Because they're saying it's going to be a landslide in 2020. How do you feel about it? And I actually think it will too, because I think the crazier that their ideas are getting, the way that the progressive liberals are ramping up, they're crazy. I do think that actually he will get the next term. I really do. But I want to hear from you. What you like, what you don't like, what you're seeing. Has your view changed from last year? Has your view changed from the election? You know, do you feel differently today than you did 2 years ago? I'd love to know how you feel. 888-673-1450. How do you feel, Milty? I think I kind of know where you're at, but...
I was wary of the president. I wanted to give him a chance. I voted for him. But I watched closely. And really, if you just look at... Forget what he says. You can't pay too much attention to his tweets as far as are they policy? No, they're tweets. Ignore that part and just look at what he actually has done. And if you do that, you get an entirely different picture of the man than if you listen to any of these ridiculous arguments about what a cretin he is. You know?
What a cretin. Oh, it's true. Yeah. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I have a comment.
Sure.
For Kate.
Yeah. Go right ahead. You're live. Okay. You're live. Okay. Go right ahead.
I concerning McCain and this this idea that because of his quote unquote valor in his military service that he's beyond criticism. Well, I'd like to point out that Benedict Arnold was a general who served with great valor in the Revolutionary War, and look what we think of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
That's just the one on top of my head.
You bet.
Well, that was great.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I think Trump's doing a great job.
Good.
And I don't understand why these people aren't doing their job that we elected them for to go and do their work, but they're on a witch hunt, and they've been on a witch hunt, and they won't get off of it.
Yeah, I can understand why you're saying that, for sure.
Let's move forward. This is crazy.
Yeah, thank you.
It's certainly ridiculous.
It is.
They're wasting our taxpaying dollars to run around and do nothing but witch hunt.
I agree.
I think he's done a fabulous job.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
I hope he does. I'm going to vote for him again.
All righty then. Thank you. I really love the call. I love the call. Thank you so much. That's what bothers people is the witch hunt. If they were being honest and they were just trying to say, this is what I don't like, you know, because of this, I get that. I think that that's really healthy for society to do. And we should always be doing that with everybody. It's the witch hunt. And people recognize it as a witch hunt. And that's what's so frustrating about this whole thing is watching it 24/7 play out. Now we've got Kelly Conway's husband in the news. Oh. And he's a piece of work. He needs some mental health counseling. So, I don't know. To me, it's the witch hunt.
I think what people need to realize is that you cannot continue to condemn the president based on fictional accounts.
Yeah,
Talk about policy.
I totally agree with that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, and we'll take your calls. Phones are lighting up. We will take your calls.
Summer is just around the corner, and it would be nice to get your yard just how you've dreamed it would be. Beat the heat. Get a free design session today from Stewart Awning or the Barbecue Hut of St. George. One of their design professionals will come out for a free estimate and help you plan your dream yard. Summer's coming, so don't wait. Discover how Stewart Awning and the Barbecue Hut of St. George can convert any backyard into your favorite place to relax and enjoy family and friends. Call Stewart Awning and the Barbecue Hut of St. George today.
Quality Lender.
Do you need cash right now? Since 2003, Quality Lenders has been providing you with the cash you need when you need it. At Quality Lenders, we understand that car repairs, medical bills, or other unexpected and unplanned expenses can happen to anyone. Quality Lenders is simply your best choice for those little financial hiccups. We keep it easy and affordable. There's never an application fee or a processing fee. And the faster you pay off the loan, the less it costs you. So if you need cash right now, apply online at qualitylendersinc.com or stop in. We are located on the corner of Bluff Street and St. George Boulevard. Si necesita dinero en efectivo, cuente con Quality Lenders.
Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality Lenders.
Right now, save up to 50% on select Tempur-Pedic Breeze 4 models at the Best Mattress 25th Anniversary Sales Event. And come in and see the new line of Tempur-Pedic Adapt mattresses. Plus, pay no interest for 72 months and up to $300 instant store credit and free delivery. Shop our 25th Anniversary Sales Event, where our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the bed that's right for you. Best Mattress, your Tempur-Pedic Elite dealer and home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.
Are you ready for this? Introducing the Southern Utah's RV, Boat, and Power Sports Show, hosted by the Red Cliffs Mall. Biggest three-day event in St. George history. Hundreds of the latest and greatest from all manufacturers on display and sale. RVs from Nielsen RV. Boats from RPM. Power Sports from Triple S Polaris. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March 22nd through the 24th. Spring is right around the corner, so don't miss out at the Red Cliffs Mall. For more event details, visit any one of Nielsen RV stores or, as always, NielsenRV.com.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy wants to be your partner in wellness.
Pre-packaging is just one of the services that sets Stuckey Family Pharmacy apart. If you take several medications, vitamins, or supplements each day, it can get confusing. With pre-packaging, all your pills will be organized by day and time. Just rip off the pack and you're set. Ask about the free pre-packaging next time you stop by Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy, your partner in wellness. Off Telegraph near Kohl's or at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com. It is officially the best time to buy a new Volkswagen at Findlay Volkswagen. For a limited time, it's the Sign Then Drive event. Right now, get the Volkswagen of your dreams with just your signature. It's zero down, zero security deposit, zero first month payment, zero due at signing. The award-winning Jetta, zero, just your signature. The stylish Passat, zero, just your signature. The Atlas or the Tiguan, zero, just your signature. But don't wait, it's for a limited time. Sign Then Drive at Findlay Volkswagen, 1333 Sunland Drive. For more, log on to stgeorgevw.com. On approved credit, see dealer for complete details.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commission even when you lose your money? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Safe money accounts can provide bonuses of up to 20%, participation in stock market gains, and minimum guaranteed growth of up to 7.5% for up to 20 years with a guaranteed lifetime income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for the Safe Money Radio Show on KZNU every Friday at 5 to 6 p.m. drive time. You can also call Lyle Boss now for your free customized Safe Money Information Kit and a 115-page Safe Money book. Call 1-855-355-SAFE. That's 855-355-7233.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that with the proper equipment, education, conditioning, and coaching, high school sports in Utah are safer than ever before. And that's something I really love.
This message presented by the Utah High School Activities Association and the Utah Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
I love that song.
Have you had it?
Welcome back. Welcome back. And, man, my brain just went.
Well, that's not good.
I know. I was going down a huge rabbit hole last night, just really doing some heavy research last night. About 5 hours. I think my brain's done. Welcome back to the show. And I did lose 33 pounds at Dr. Diet, I'm telling you. You know, nothing else worked for me. And until I did that, and that's the reason I talk about it on the show, is because I had wanted to, I kept putting it off, you know, all these same excuses you always use. Next week, I'm just going to eat this pan of brownies. But it wasn't until I actually had some accountability that it worked. And it worked right away. I saw results right away within the first week. I was totally amazed. So they have everything from metabolic booster shots to to that you hardly feel, because I'm squeamish and I don't even feel it. And then also they have appetite suppressants, or they have all kinds of different ways to help you figure out what's right for your body type. Everybody's different, so you can't just go with the fad diet of the day, and it really isn't dieting. It's a lifestyle. It's learning how to incorporate that in your lifestyle so it stays, and that's why I was able to still keep it off a year later. Do yourself a favor. Just stop putting it off and just go in and get it done. Dr. Diet 628 Diet. You're going to feel so much better, I promise you. Dr. Diet Wellness Center, and tell them we sent you. You're going to feel great, and it was worth feeling good. You know, it was worth it. My gosh.
It's not always about losing weight either. Mm-mm. Sometimes it's just about being healthy.
Yeah. And then learning how to just continue on with that. Because mm-hmm. once you're feeling that good, you want to continue to feel that good. You don't want to lose that. And that's how I felt. But it wasn't until I had a little accountability to it that I actually started seeing some results. Dr. Diet Wellness Center, highly, highly recommend them. They're just awesome people, too. And they're so knowledgeable. How do you feel about Trump? 888-673-1450. You know that... I mentioned this yesterday a little bit at the end of the show, but the people that idolize him to save us from everything, or the people that demonize him and want to make him look like Satan reincarnated, the problem that I see with those two extremes is that you are then putting all the power on one person. So if you're going to go to the extreme and you just want to say, if you want to come on the show and go, he's Satan, he's evil, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. He's done enough things that I've seen that I wouldn't believe that, because I've seen the proof in the pudding that I don't think he is. There's been some things that I think were good that he has done that he didn't have to do. That's the whole point. He didn't have to do them, and he did them anyway, and mm-hmm. I can respect that. But when you demonize him, or you put him on such a pedestal that every single thing he does is perfect, then we are putting everything in his hands. We're not looking at ourselves. We're not looking at Congress. We're not looking at the Senate. And then we've just made him a king. And that's if you demonize him, too. You've mm-hmm. just made him a king then. And I think that's what I'm trying to get away from, is in the middle here, you can criticize, but you can also pat him on the back when he does do something right. That's what I think. That's what I think we should be doing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. What do you think?
It's crazy, Corey, Kate.
Hi,
I'm
crazy,
sorry, but
Corey.
You asked me to call.
You got it. What are your thoughts? I want to hear.
You know, I didn't vote for President Trump originally.
Mm-hmm.
I have been pleasantly surprised he wasn't as bad as I was afraid he could be.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't vote for him again. I just don't think he really has a good foundation in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I think he tries to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. But when he says something like, well, take their guns first and ask questions later, he doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would vote Constitution Party just like I did before.
Okay. Fair enough. That's what I want. I want to know how people really feel. Like, where do you stand? I appreciate that, Crazy Corey. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks.
That was great. I do. I can so appreciate that, because you're not demonizing. You're not, because I'm sorry, the whole demonization thing, there's only... Let me say this. When I look at Hillary, the only thing Hillary has ever accomplished in all of her 50 years in living off government pay is that she hasn't been prosecuted. That is her only accomplishment, okay? So I can say that because I've seen this huge, long career. We've only seen Trump in office for 2 years, so I'm going off of 2 years' perspective here. So that's why all along we've always said, well, let it play out. Let's just see what's going to happen, because we don't really have a choice anyway, but let's see what's going to happen. And then where we land on some of these issues. I did go through his executive orders one night. I really wanted to know, okay, what was the upshot? You know, what was the upshot of some of these executive orders? He did sign and I'm not talking about the authority to do executive orders or not. What I'm talking about is, what did he put forward in his time so far in the presidency in that manner? and promoting free speech and religious liberty, addressing trade agreement violations and abuses, establishment of Office of Trade Manufacturing Policy, improving accountability whistleblower protection, review of designations under the Antiquities Act. There's lots of things like this. Buy American, hire American, you know, things like this, and promoting energy independence, economic growth. I actually went through a lot of these to see what happened after the executive order. Don't you kind of have to say, well, what happened after? Because that's really the proof in the pudding.
Of course.
And a lot of these, yes. What was said as far as the where they wanted to go with that, what they wanted to do with that, yeah. Restoring the rule of law, federalism, economic growth by reviewing Waters of the USA. Remember, Waters of the USA was so, so, so detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
He was working on some changes with the EPA. What happened, though, after that was the fact that certain segments of that group actually went up and they got some judges to reverse some things and do some things that shouldn't have been done. So that doesn't really reflect on Trump, because I think he was really saying, hey, this is egregious, the Waters of the USA. But the fact that he would say that, see, most presidents would have let that just go, wouldn't they? They would have just said, it's, you know, whatever. When Obama did this egregious thing and basically made all puddles and ponds in the United States government property, then let that stand and I'll work on these things over here. But he actually brought it up and addressed it. So those kinds of things, when he didn't have to do those things, I thought, okay, it's at least a step in a better direction. I don't like to see those things done by executive order, but it shows me that after watching all the other executive orders too, at least it was a couple of things that were good.
You know, the last caller said he wouldn't vote again for the president because, and he used as an example when he said, take the guns first, go through due process second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what, did he really take any action to follow up on that? Or was he just trying to make a point when he said that?
I don't know.
Well, he never took any action. He never took action. And sometimes, and I've noticed this many times, when the president makes a tweet or makes a statement.
Like what he did with North Korea?
He's doing it to get a reaction, not necessarily because that's what he believes.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. What do you think?
Yes. How you doing?
Good, good. Go right ahead.
I didn't vote for Trump the first time. I was an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I would vote for him again in a heartbeat, and I'd actually even put him up there as great as Reagan.
Wow. And so, and tell me why. Why do you feel this way? Because I'm sure there are people out there that go, oh, I can't, I don't like him. So why do you like him? What's impressed you?
Well, a couple things. Uh-huh. He's the only person who's ever stood up to anybody and told them how it really is.
Mm-hmm.
All these other guys just weasel out of it, and I'm sorry. And that's just one. That, you know, that's just a personal thing.
But, yeah,
he might not have the greatest understanding of the Constitution, but I think inherently his decisions go along with the Constitution.
Okay, all right. I'm glad. Well, I'm glad you called up. Thank you for that, and we'll add it to the conversation. Thank you. I kind of gave a little list yesterday, some things that I wanted to see changes in education. I wanted to see, you know, the North American thing not go through. There's things that I would like to see, and I would expect that because when we are looking at the presidency of 2019, in this year, we are going to have to understand how much the deep state controls and what they're able to do. And sometimes I think we forget that, you know. I liked Ron Paul's take on the Constitution. I liked his take on dealing with other countries. And actually, when people ask me who are some of the most favorite politicians, because we've interviewed, 350, 400 a year of different people coming through the show, and he's one of my favorites. He's the most humble, sweet, wonderful guy and terrific knowledge, understanding of the Constitution. They won't let him near the White House. It's not going to happen because the deep state is too prevalent. They just won't allow that. And I think that that when we're looking at today's swamp, there had to be somebody that has dealt with a lot of these people in there that could play in the playpen with some of these people. And I don't see Ron Paul as somebody that could have withstood all of this, to be quite frank, even though his understanding of the Constitution is far greater.
So the question becomes, did the president fool those people into believing he'd play their game? And is he not playing their game now?
Interesting.
Or did he fool us that he would not play their game and he is playing it?
Hmm.
Which way is it right now?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, this is tough for me because this is after a week of me not being so happy with some of his decisions. So
right.
this is a tough week to ask. If you would have asked me like 3 weeks ago, four weeks ago, my answer probably would have been different to that.
Which says a lot, actually, because that means it's constantly changing.
I guess so. But there's been some doozies where I'm like, oh, ouch, just ouch. And so I'm always mixed, but honestly, if you're going to be really honest about this, you probably should be a little mixed. You probably should be looking with a critical eye at each thing and going, oh, I don't like that. I don't like what he just said about that. Ouch. What's he going to do about it? And but then again, the whole lesson here, isn't it, that we have to rein it back and say, we're the problem.
Yep.
Congress is the issue.
Yep.
It's not, everything does not depend on him, and nor would I want it to. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon.
Hi there.
You know, this is kind of exciting. I wish the election was probably another 6 months away.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats have given him so much that he could get on. It would be unbelievable. It would be the daytime TV, nighttime TV of the world.
Right. I mean, he is not the guy out there saying, let's murder babies after birth, is he?
Nope.
Nope. So,
nope.
You know...
Oh.
Yeah,
Kate, it's going to be a really interesting election. But I really feel that our president has the to come up against pretty much anything. But when he's handed all these tools, in fact, I'm thinking about getting a hot air balloon franchise to Hawaii.
Okay.
You know, it's 6 Democrats and 4 Republicans, and we should be able to make it there in a couple of 3 days.
Yep. Okay.
The franchise will be worth a lot of money in 12 years.
There you go. Hey.
I think it'll be worth a fortune.
Thanks for that.
Love your
really,
show.
Really, thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Kind words. Hi, caller. You only have 30 seconds, but shoot, go for it.
Hello?
Hi there. You got 30 seconds. Go for it.
Okay. Well, you know, Trump is our modern-day Samson. Samson was rude and crude a little, but the Lord still used him to protect the Israelites from the Philistines, and he did a job of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would vote for Trump in a heartbeat, but that doesn't necessarily mean like today he had to go after John McCain, and that was foolish, but he does stuff like that, but all the other stuff is so good that if he was kind and respectful to people, I think his numbers could be in the 60s.
Ah, okay.
That's all I got.
Well, thanks for that. Really appreciate that. I think McCain went after him first.
Yeah.
McCain's the one that did that gave the FISA. They gave the FISA on the spying for him. That's why, that's why he isn't kind to McCain. And I think there's a lot of reasons not to be kind to McCain.
Right.
Just even the pictures with the terrorists are, you know, pretty
much.
And
the health care vote.
And the health care vote. Reason we kept Obamacare, was on McCain's shoulders. Anyway, there's a reason for that. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Appreciate all your calls.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of Planet 105.1. Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Hello, Southern Utah. This is Brad Pullman, owner of BT Pearson Tire and Service. Is safety on the top of your list? Well, it is on ours. At BT Pearson Tire and Service, when we pull in cars for oil change, brakes, tires, alignments, it doesn't matter what we are looking at on the vehicle, we are taking an extra step at taking a look at everything on your vehicle to make sure that you are safe. Safety on the road is our number one priority here at BT Pearson Tire and Service. So come by 595 North Bluff or give us a call or check us out at btpearson.com.
FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.